The nationwide shortage of baby formula continues, leaving parents just searching desperately right now for solutions. To learn more about this, we turn to Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
What is happening? Why is there this nationwide baby formula shortage?
Well, there seems to be several different kind of factors that have already that have come together for this perfect storm of a shortage, for lack of a better term. At this point, according to I think DataSembly is the one that's getting kind of sourced on this as to how much we're lacking. They're saying that at about 40% is what statistics show. That is what the shortage rate looks like. It's about across the U.S. There are six states. That, you know, just as recently as like 3 weeks ago were in really bad shape. Those were Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, Missouri, Texas, Tennessee. This all kind of started, we started seeing there being less and less of this during, you know, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Even as far back as some months of 2021, there were, you know, some lower rates of baby formula available to be found. And then it got worse. And then you had this recall, which has really, really not helped at all. This is from Abbott Nutrition, and they're the folks who make Similac, which if you've ever needed baby formula, this is the kind that you normally see on the shelf. They have they've recalled voluntarily Similac, Elmentum, and Elicare formulas after four infants were hospitalized for bacterial infections. This was in February is when this recall happened. So you've already started to see during the pandemic there were supply chain issues getting the baby formula, and then this recall hit, which is that's really the thing that has very much put this into, you know, a worse situation. There was already, you know, a baby food shortage anyway with the formula. This did not help.
Let me ask you this, Tanya. Is this, you know, you mentioned the supply chain and everything through the pandemic, and it's hard to find. Is this kind of like a toilet paper thing? Is there a limit on how much you can buy when you do find baby formula?
In some retailers, yes. There have,
wow.
They have put limits on how much you can actually have. They have, or actually buy. They have, you know, people have, you know, been warned, don't stock up, you know, don't hoard it, you know, leave some for other people. The thing that, you know, is kind of being put out here, which is, you know, if you find yourself in this situation, if you can, you know, they say obviously talk to your pediatrician, find out what they would recommend.
Okay.
You know, see if they have any samples, if your formula is something that is like a special, you know, a special mix. There are special ones for different babies, like premature babies and things like that. Check and see if your doctor has any samples of those. If you can't find what you need, talk to your pediatrician about what you should change your baby to if you can't find the one that you need.
Well, Tanya, I appreciate you bringing this problem to our attention.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Fox News Radio.
Podcasts by Federated Media.